Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Before we get into the episode, I want to give a quick shout out to today's podcast sponsor, Ned, and specifically their Mellow Magnesium Supplement. If you struggle with falling asleep or unwinding and relaxing at the end of the night, then I got the thing for you. I've been loving Ned's Mellow Magnesium because it helps me unwind and makes me feel so relaxed before going to bed. For me, getting good quality sleep and relaxing my nervous system is the number one thing to make sure I'm showing up as my best self. So I love taking Mellow Magnesium to help me do so. My nighttime ritual goes as this. I'll take their lemon or lavender berry flavor in my water. The taste is great, by the way. And then I'll sit with my red light on with a quick meditation, and I swear the combination of those three things helps me feel so good and relaxed before bed. If you want to try Mellow Magnesium and help support becoming the best version of you, you can get 15% off of Ned products with code WITHINYOU. That's helloned.com/withinyou or enter code WITHINYOU at checkout. That's helloned.com/withinyou to get 15% off. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, my loves. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to extend to you a special offer. So if you're unaware, I have a course called Unleash Your Inner Glow, which teaches you how to heal the relationship with yourself, your body, and food. And it is the exact formula and steps and method that I used to do the exact same thing, right? I used to have a horrible relationship with my body, with food, with myself, and learning how to heal and get past that has completely shifted the trajectory of my life. And so if you're listening to this right now, and you are ready to just get past all the issues that you have with food and putting yourself down and being unhappy with your body and yourself, then I would highly recommend taking this course. I've had hundreds and hundreds of positive testimonials of girls telling me that this course completely shifted their mindset and shifted the way that they view themselves, and has also shifted the way that their body looks just from shifting the internal work. So if you want to take the course, I'm going to extend a special 50% off discount. You can use discount code WITHIN50. That is WITHIN50 when you're checking out for the course. I'm going to put the link to the course into the show notes. But I am only going to extend this offer for the next 1 week. So this offer ends March 27th. And if you have any questions, please feel free to let me know. But highly recommend checking it out for 50% off. I never really offer this much discount on the course, and I know it'll help you so much. So use code WITHIN50 at checkout in the show notes. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy that you're here to chat with us on today's Pod Wednesday, because today we're gonna be having a real chat on some body image stuff. And I feel like I haven't talked about this in a minute on the podcast, so I think it'll be good just for a quick refresher, reminder. We're gonna have a mini episode today because I want you just to have this quick bite-sized piece of content to help remind you about some important things, and honestly, some things that I wish I knew sooner when I was younger, going through my wellness journey, going through my health journey. This is a very important piece of advice that I really wish I had ingrained in my brain and body and whole system. And I really think that this will be a good reminder for you as well, because it is something that it is ingrained in us, unfortunately, in society as women. And that is all around why being your smallest, your skinniest self might not actually be your most confident
or happy or even best self. And I want to give a quick disclaimer that if you're struggling with, at all with, you know, body image stuff, and this type of content might be sensitive or might trigger you, you know, I want to give a quick disclaimer to maybe not listen to this episode if you think it's going to trigger something within you. But I also wanted to say as a quick disclaimer as well that this is just my own personal perspective on the things that I've gone through, and everyone has a completely different perspective around this topic. I know it can be a touchy subject, but I just want to be able to share a different perspective for you today, because I do really believe that our society has ingrained in us since we were little girls that our smallest selves will be our best selves, and our skinniest selves will be our most confident selves. And when I lose the 5 pounds or when I look a certain way, then I can be happy about my body and the way that I look. And I want to share a different perspective, because maybe that might be true to you, and maybe you found that to be true in your reality. But I want to shed light on the fact that maybe that's not a true statement. And maybe we need to debunk that statement. Because in my personal opinion, I do believe that this is a fallacy. And I think it's a fallacy because it is what society has ingrained in us as women since we were young to believe. Because if they could get us to believe that we needed to, you know, look a certain way or change our bodies and be our smallest selves, then they could sell things to us so that we could try and achieve that goal. That's how all of consumerism works, right? They make you believe that there's something wrong with you, so then you buy something to try and fix something that you think is wrong with you. And that's exactly what has happened in this case around why we have just believed that in our society, and we haven't even stopped to question it, right? How many of us go through in our day-to-day wishing we were skinnier, wishing we were smaller, wishing we had less of this fat here, wishing we looked more like when we did when we were younger, and when we were skinnier, when we were 12 years old. And, you know, we just spend so much of our mental energy as women on this one subject. Like, really, really think about it. And we've never stopped to just question it and being like, is this even true? Should I continue to believe this? And in my personal opinion, I don't believe that this is true, because I've been through all of this already many times in my life, right? I remember when I was first going through my health journey and I was first getting into fitness and getting into this whole world, I thought that I needed to look a certain way in order to be happy about myself. And I thought that once I had abs like these girls in the photos, and once I lost those 5 pounds, then I would finally feel confident in my body. Then I would finally feel happy. Then I could finally let myself, you know, put myself out there in a way that I wasn't confident enough to do so before, right? And the funny thing was is that I did those things. I did lose those 5 pounds. I did look that certain way, but I couldn't consciously see it because it was never enough. It's like if you're not wearing the right prescription glasses, you're not gonna see what your body actually looks like, even if it's exactly what you wanted, because you're going to want to continue for more and more and more and more. And that's what happened to me. I would lose those 5 pounds, I lost it, and then I would say, okay, now let's go to the next thing, now let's lose those next 5 pounds, now let's lose those next 5 pounds. And the funny thing was is that as that journey continued, I continued to just become more and more miserable and less confident in myself. And I think that there's a level of confidence that comes when you fully embrace who you are. I truly believe, and we went into this in last week's episode, is that the more you're constantly trying to change yourself, you're kind of killing the confidence that you have within yourself. And I think that's exactly what happened with me and my body, was that I was constantly unhappy with what the way my body looked like and what I constantly wanted to change. And over time, that wears on you, that wears on your mental health, that wears on your psyche. And so if there's anything I've learned from this lesson and season of life, is that just because I'm my skinniest self, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm my most happiest or confident self. Even another example, right? I was looking back at some old pictures and videos from a few years ago, And even just a few years ago, I noticed that my body has changed and shifted a lot over these past few years. And I don't know if there's this like second puberty that you go through when you're a woman in your 20s and your mid-20s. I swear I've heard some people talk about this before, and I think it is so true that you kind of go through this second puberty in your mid-20s. I think maybe your body's like preparing you for childbirth or something. But I have put on more mass, right? I put on muscle, I put on more fat. I feel more like curvy. I kind of just feel like I look more womanly. Of course, I'm still, you know, comfortable and confident in like what I look like. But if I look back at pictures a few years ago, my body has significantly changed. Like I've definitely put on more weight these past few years than what I did when I was 22, 23, even 24. And instead of letting myself spiral and go, oh my gosh, I wish my body looked like how it did a few years ago, and constantly comparing myself to a previous version of what I looked like, I'm instead owning this chapter and this body that I'm currently in, right? Why would I waste any energy wishing and hoping for something to change when it's just not? So instead, I choose to look at it in a positive light. I feel more womanly than I've ever felt before. I have more hips. I have more boobs. Like, I'm like, damn, I feel more like a woman. Okay. I have more of a butt. I've been working out more. I feel stronger. And I feel like the most confident version of myself now. And this was when it really hit me. And what I really want to instill into you, and why I want to talk about this in the podcast, is that I was much skinnier and smaller a few years ago, but yet I am my most confident version of myself now. I don't think I've ever been more confident in my life than I have been now. And maybe that just comes with the territory of getting older a little bit and just learning more of your body and learning more about yourself. But I really wanted to break this fallacy that you're not going to be your most confident, happy self until you decide that you're your most confident and happy self, right? It's not about the way you look and then you'll be confident. It's not about, oh, when I get into the relationship, then I'll be happy. Then I'll feel loved. Oh, when I get this job, then I'll feel secure and stable. Oh, when this happened, when I look this certain way, then I can put myself out there and go back into the dating world. No, that is the biggest fallacy that's holding you back in life, believing that you have to wait until something external of you changes in order for you to feel confident and happy in who you are right now. And use me as your personal example, because like I said, I feel the most confident I've ever been in my body right now in this moment of time than I have ever before. And this is probably one of the more times in my life where I have more mass on my body. And I, like I said, I don't know if that's just part of growing up or part of feeling more womanly, or maybe because I feel stronger and I've been working out more and it just feels so good building muscle on my body and feeling more strong, I guess. But we have to stop and question and remind ourselves and ask ourselves, are we waiting for something to change in order for us to give ourselves that happiness, that confidence? Because if you are, baby girl, you're going to be waiting a very long time, because you're constantly going to be striving for the next thing and the next thing to change. It's called the goalpost effect. The goalpost keeps changing further and further back, because you will hit that goal, you will hit that target, and then there's always the next thing. So the best thing you can do for yourself, some tangible tools that I'll give you, is deciding today that you can be your most confident, happy, best self. And she's not on this pedestal that's far, far away, right? We like to put this idea, this futuristic, idealistic version of ourselves on this pedestal far, far away, when in actuality, she's here with you right now. There's nothing stopping you from deciding that right now. And so you decide that you can be this version of yourself right now in this moment without waiting for anything external of you to change. Are those external changes a bonus? Sure, 100%, but let it be a bonus. It is not the full picture. If I can think of like a pyramid, right? Like a hierarchy of needs. The base of the pyramid is deciding right now that you already are and can be your most confident, happy version of yourself. You start working on that internally. And then as you go up the pyramid, like if you're at the top of the pyramid, just the small little triangle on top, kind of like the cherry on top, the bonus is the external changes that come as a result of it. Is the body that, you know, you maybe want to have, is the relationship, it's the job, it's the money, it's the success, it's the abundance. Like, that's all the bonus. And where society gets it wrong is believing that that little cherry on top, the top of the pyramid, the triangle, the little one at the top, is the base of the pyramid. And you're never going to get the base of the pyramid down if you believe that that is what the base is. Versus the base is the internal stuff now, which is why you're listening to my podcast, to decide that you are your most confident, happy, best self. So start working on that inner confidence. Start working on quieting that voice that is putting yourself down and having the goalpost effect. Start questioning these beliefs, you guys. Is this a belief of mine that I truly believe in? Or is this something that was just taught in society? Is this just something that I grew up watching in my mother and in my friends, and everyone was always just trying to be their skinniest selves? Because I get it. I've been there. I've been to college. I've been in high school. I've been in all this stuff where everyone was just constantly complaining about wanting to be smaller and skinnier and how they're not skinny enough. Is that at your core a belief that you have? Or is it something that you were taught? Because I can guarantee you, if you go deep, 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 deep within yourself, she's not in there. That inner critic, that inner child, the inner child of you is not going to be criticizing you like that. It's society's programming and conditioning that has taught us that. So like I said, use the external changes as a bonus. Don't make it the base of the pyramid, because you're going to keep chasing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing until it happens. And use me as your example, because I am my most confident version of myself now, confident in my body, even if it's not my smallest, skinniest self. So I really hope that this mini episode helped you. If it did, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story, let me know you listened. I really just wanted to emphasize this little nugget of wisdom and advice that I have for you, because I don't want us wasting any more time or energy, precious energy, on believing that we need to be our smallest selves in order to be our happiest, confident selves, when it's just not the case. It is not the case. All right, I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here, and I'll chat with you next Pod Wednesday. Mwah. Sending love.